Chapter 11. Solid Ground and Fresh Fruit. Peter and Thomas awaken after the terrible storm to discover that their battered sailboat has quietly drifted ashore on an unfamiliar tropical island. Bobbing on the calm sea and warmed by the sun, the boys are no longer trapped in the rough water that had terrified them the night before. Their boat now rests safely in the sand. They have survived. Peter throws himself into the shallow water, stumbles onto the beach, and thanks God. Thomas sees the same shore, the same sunshine, and the same provision, but struggles to grasp the reality of it all. He cannot understand how they could have gone from the coast of Maine to a tropical island. He sees no people, no buildings, no boats, no way to call home, and no clear means of survival. What Peter sees as paradise, Thomas sees as an unknown place, where they may be stranded and unable to return home. The boys soon discover a strange but delicious fruit that satisfies both their hunger and thirst. Peter once again sees this as confirmation that God is caring for them, prompting him to develop his new slogan, "Trust and believe, then wait and see." Thomas does not question that God has provided for them, but he does challenge Peter's conclusion. He asks how trying to trust and believe helped either of them during the storm when they were both terrified and convinced they were about to die. Through this exchange, the story explores how the same professed truth can sound convincing in moments of comfort, yet be tested and challenged under the pressure of real-life circumstances. Their discussion exposes an important difference between professing truth and being persuaded by it. Peter insists that he did not allow fear to control him because he sang, focused on God's promises, and pushed his fear away. Thomas remembers seeing Peter's terrified face and concludes that Peter was not free from fear. He was trying to manage it. Peter's singing may have brought temporary comfort, but it was not an expression of what he truly believed in his heart. The chapter leaves the boys resting beside a large dome-shaped rock, grateful for their rescue and provision, but still uncertain about where they are and what will happen next. The chapter brings up important questions that must be resolved. When difficulty arises, what do our reactions and actions reveal about our genuine belief? And is what has been revealed consistent with what we claim to believe? Surface Reflections. What part of the story captured your attention or interested you the most? What concept, question, or insight stood out most to you in this chapter? Which character's perspective or response did you find most relatable? What concept or insight seemed the most challenging for you? Plunging deeper. Number 1. Peter repeatedly points to God's provision, the island, the fruit, and their survival, as proof that everything will work out. Thomas remained doubtful. Can you identify a time when God clearly provided what you needed in the present, yet you still struggled to trust him with what remained unknown? What made the future seem less certain than the provision you had already received? Number 2. Thomas says, "I believe it, though I can't say it feels very true right now." Have you ever found yourself agreeing with what Scripture says while struggling to see how it could be true in your own circumstances? What did that reveal about what seemed most convincing to you? Number 3. Peter believed that pushing his fear away and singing hymns helped him endure the storm. Have you ever found yourself using scripture, prayer, worship, or other spiritual practices as a means to manage your distress, fear, or anxiety, rather than allowing God to address what was producing such feelings? The Apostle Peter encourages us to cast our anxiety upon him because he cares for us. 1 Peter 5-7. How do you understand this passage in light of Peter and Thomas's discussion? Island Insights. Difficult circumstances often expose what we really believe in our hearts. Often our first instinct is to manage the discomfort those beliefs produce instead of examining the beliefs themselves. However, lasting transformation does not come by suppressing emotions or distracting ourselves from what we are unwilling to face. It begins when what has been exposed is brought into the light and God persuades our hearts of his truth. Sometimes the greatest value of a storm is not what it changes around us, but what it reveals within us.